what would you call just a small rise in the land?
What the hell?
Would that be the smallest?
Or a mound? Mounds, the flat ground with mounds. The field has mounds in it.
Have you ever heard of a? I'll ask you this first. What do you call the thing on the door that you turn to get in the door?
The doorknob.
Now, have you ever heard of a piece of land called a?
Not here.
Not around here. Mm-hmm. Well, now the next thing taller than a hill then would probably be a.
We don't have anything taller than a hill. A hill in desert is compared to the smallest thing you can think of.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were talking about, well, and then when you go on up in northern Arkansas, then you would say that you were getting up into
The foothills.
And then when you get on up toward Missouri, you'd be in
the mountains.
Do you know what you would call on the, I know you don't have any of this here. Well, maybe you do. A sharp place on the side of a mountain or a hill with a steep drop off.
A cliff?
I was wondering, and you might know this, but when we got trapped in that storm the other night over at Duval's Bluff, I was wondering what a bluff was. I didn't see any bluff. Or I don't know what a
bluff is. A high bank on a river.
Oh, that's a high bank on a river.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what people would call a place up in the mountains where there's kind of a low place where the road can go
up
between?
A valley or something. I guess that's what you want.
Have you heard of a gap? A mountain gap?
Yeah, but I don't.
But you
haven't.
Much about
I didn't see a mountain until I was grown.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-hmm. I guess I was 15 before I saw a mountain.
Did you see one?
I saw Petit Jean was the first.
Petit Jean. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where people tie boats up?
Dock.
And a place where the water flows along and then there's a sharp drop off, you'd call it a
fall.
Now, the roads, you're talking about the roads being so bad, what were they surfaced with?
They weren't surfaced.
Oh,
they were mud.
Oh, they were.
When I was little, Searcy is 32 miles from here,
mm-hmm.
and Mother's brother lived in Searcy,
mm-hmm.
and we went in the Model T to Searcy. We had to pay a quarter for someone to open the gates, or a dime for the gates to be opened, and it took us all day to go see Uncle Joe, and we had to spend the night before we could come home. There wasn't time in the day to go to Searcy and back and visit. Mama took us in the Model T. We all went in the Model T, and she took Louise and Edith and Marigail and me. And she took Janie, the maid. And they put little chairs between the front and back seat for Marigail and me to sit on. Mama and Papa rode in the front seat. Marigail and I rode in the little chairs. And Janie and Louise and Edith sat in the back seat. Spent the night.
And had to spend the night.
To come home. And that was one of the few trips that I made as a child.
Uh-huh.
And